From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Russia Tuesday for its irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised decision to back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He said efforts to end the war in Syria must continue in spite of the U.S. decision to break off talks with Moscow. Kerry said, "I want to be clear that we're not giving up on the Syrian people and we're not abandoning the pursuit of peace." He made the comments in a speech in Brussels. "We will continue to pursue meaningful, sustainable, enforceable cessation of hostilities throughout the country, and that includes the grounding of Syrian and Russian combat aircraft." The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded Tuesday to three United States University professors for their work on exotic states of matter. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Research conducted by the three British-born scientists, David J. Thewlis, F. Duncan Haldane, and J. Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. Acting chairman of the Nobel Committee for the Prize in Physics, Niels Martensen, explained the importance of the work the three scientists have done.
And this year's Nobel laureates have in their theoretical work discovered a set of totally unexpected regularities in the behavior of matter.
Thewlis is an emeritus professor at the University of Washington. Haldane is a professor of physics at Princeton University. And Kosterlitz is a professor of physics at Brown University. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Hurricane Matthew turned across the Caribbean toward Haiti with devastating force Tuesday after claiming its first victims in the impoverished island nation. It's the most menacing storm in nearly a decade. This is VOA News. The Philippines and the United States launched war games Tuesday, and it comes as the unusual threat of American forces being ejected from the Southeast Asian nation as its firebrand leader pivots to China. President Rodrigo Duterte has sustained a verbal assault on the United States and has in recent days warned that the war games will be the last of his six-year term and threatened to scrap a defense pact implemented by his predecessor. Turkey on Tuesday suspended more than 12,000 police officers over alleged links to the Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The action was taken over the suspected links to the Gulen movement, which Turkey blames for the failed coup July 15th, which tried to oust President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In total, Turkey has suspended around 270,000 police officers. Afghan forces were conducting clearing operations in Kunduz early Tuesday. They warned that Taliban militants were hiding in civilian homes after an hours-long assault on the city repelled with the help of NATO air support. Helicopters hovered over the provincial capital and special forces were stationed in the main square. Egyptian police shot dead two members of the Muslim Brotherhood, according to the Interior Ministry Tuesday. The ministry charged that Mohamed Kamal headed the military wing of the movement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. It said he and fellow Brotherhood member Yasser Shahata were killed in a firefight when police raided their hideout in the southeast of the capital late on Monday. India's central bank cut interest rates to a six-year low of 6.2% Tuesday. It's the first monetary policy decision under the new governor, Urjit Patel. At least 10 civilians were killed Monday, including six children, when artillery shell hit a busy street near a popular market in Taiz Tuesday in southern Yemen, according to the UN Tuesday. The United Nations Rights Office also said 17 people were injured in the attack Monday evening. Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence will have their moment in the spotlight Tuesday in Farmville, Virginia. It's the site of the only vice presidential debate of 2016. The face-off comes a week after the first three of the presidential debates between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. It's a debate that energized Democrats and disappointed some Republicans. The European Parliament Tuesday overwhelmingly backed the ratification of the Paris climate deal. It paves the way for the landmark pact to come into force globally, and that will be handed over to the United Nations Friday for ratification. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.